battle scarred and getting long in the tooth. Desperate and hungry and got nothing to lose. Yeah, I'm alone.
I've been chased, I've been bit.
Yeah, I'm alone. They like to shoot me, but they never been trapped, and I help the people, the things that got me cornered at last. I've been hunting, I've been tracking, I've been running since I was three. Born in Louisiana swamp, moved with the pack to Tennessee. Raised by black and white dogs to some country, some rock and roll. They said, now boy, you don't have to quit your howling soul. Staying up all night and chasing lasses by the moon.
Yeah, I'd be on the prowl, man. Lone wolf on the prowl. A white lone wolf. My new sign out front of the house for all the honest people to see is called I Love White Devils. The niggers are screaming this all over the country about the white devils. Started, I think, with Louis Farrakhan and his religion. Well, anyhow, I say, I loves the white devils. And it's in big 4-inch letters to see out there in the front of the house. I just love to see the look on these people's faces, white people's faces, when they pass my sign. Well, it is the September the 22nd, 2016. Wotan's Day, David Lane's favorite day. Interesting, they moved Matt Hale. And he's down there in the same prison they moved David Lane to. Maybe in the same section. How about that? I hope that the spirit of Dave keeps him company down there while he's doing this ridiculous stint in prison. I get an email from his mother about once a week. She's still trying to badger these people at the prisons and the politicians and all these people to give Matt Hale a break. And I try to come down easy on her because she does not realize how the system operates. The system absolutely hates our kind of ideology with a purple passion. They hate it more than they hate any nigger rapist or anything like that. Yeah, they do. And I tried to let her down easy and say, you know, forget it. The more you cry and complain, the more they like it. These are psychopaths that run these prisons. These wardens are psychopaths. And they enjoy your tears and so forth like that. She'll probably learn as time goes on that I'm telling her the truth. Don't make them happy by thinking you're going to do something that's going to get somebody out of prison, because they're going to keep them in prison for as long as they can, just out of spite. Look at poor old Richard Scutari, who's down there in Louisiana, has spent, what, 35 years? 30 years? And he's been a good inmate. He hasn't caused anybody any trouble. And when he was coming up for parole the last few months, they said he's going to have to do another 10 years. He'll be 76 when he gets out. This is how much they hate you. They hate me, and if they get a hold of you, they'll do any fucking thing they can to hold you forever. Like an attorney I had in California said, he said he knew a nigger that went up to a guy's door, shot him cold stone dead right through the head, and he only got 2 or 3 years. This goes on all the time. So if you wonder why I hate, and if you don't hate, there's something wrong with you. Well, I could give you 100 different reasons for hating. Yes, I could. Never plead for mercy from the bastards. Never do that. That's an insult to your race. That is an insult. Well, let's go back to the mailbag here. We got one from a good old buddy down there in prison in Florida, who did nothing more than defend him and his wife from a crazy-ass gorilla nigger that was attacking him in a parking lot. So he killed him, shot him. So now he's doing a tremendous amount of time down there in the Florida gulags. And these gulags are really bad down there. The farther south you go and the more into the Bible Belt you get, the meaner they are in the prisons. Does that tell you something? They run them by Old Testament standards. They talk Jesus, but they act out the killing everybody attitude. Greetings and much respect to you, sir, as always, and thank you very much for your generosity. A lot of activity here lately, a series of apparently unrelated events. It started when one guy went to confinement saying he needed protection. What he really meant was that he owed drug debts and he didn't want to pay. But he told the cops that two other inmates had raped him. Well, he's been on the receiving end of a lot of men, but even staff is fairly sure there was no rape. But with this Prison Litigation Reform Act, PREA, finally being implemented in Florida, there is no discretion. They locked up anybody and anyone accused, and it's become a big game. Right about the same time, someone told the cops or sent an anonymous letter, aka a kite, or maybe had a call placed from an outside saying that the cop had brought in a gun so inmates could kill another inmate who was a witness against cops in a murder that occurred at another institution. So we went on lockdown and we had mass searches 2 days in a row. Very annoying. Very ridiculous. Then again, it's not impossible that someone could get a gun in. There's certainly no shortage of drugs. They've been digging narrow trenches all over the compound and burying cable. Today they are in the dorm installing a cell phone signal blocking system. It must cost more than $100,000. And why? Because they've given up on the idea that they can stop their officers from bringing in phones. Now you may wonder why cell phones are a problem. I'm sure the state would say that the phones could be used to time a breakout or something, but that, of course, is ridiculous pretext because there hasn't been any escape from a major institution in Florida in years. Keeping us inside, let's see here, keeping us inside, wait a minute, I'm off the mark here. The wire is one of the few things they do well. Truthfully, the state hates cell phones because inmates use them to film and report brutal beatings of inmates by correctional officials. Things like that, which are fairly rare here, but everyday occurrences at many other Florida prisons. It's no secret either, but they want that to change. What I mean is they want to keep beating and killing inmates, and they want to get away with it, and they will spend millions to make it so. The measure of this government's success is public paranoia. It's working. They've got the best propaganda in the world, although we were pretty good at the COTC when I was still there. Don't get me wrong, it was Ben Klassen's show, but we had some great ideas locally, too. Anyway, to show you just how paranoid people are, consider this little story. I lost contact with my mom for more than a month. I called her, and my cousin Deb answered. Deb said my mom has gone for rehab, inpatient physical therapy. It all seems vague and a little dishonest because Deb would not say exactly where my mom was, and because there was a nearly rude and obnoxious effort to cut the call short. It is a 15-minute max call, and she nearly hung up on me after 2 minutes. So I tried to follow up by calling Deb later. She refuses to take my calls. I had someone call Cousin Kim, who also would not say exactly where my mom was. Finally, I asked the local Catholic deacon called Deb, and Deb wouldn't tell him either. I guess they are all crazy paranoid up there in upstate New York. But I can't really imagine it. Do they think ARA or Sharp people are stalking my 90-year-old mother? Doubtless, isn't it, that she's a liberal anyhow? Or maybe my cousins thought that members of the Aryan Motorcycle Club would spring my mom from Granny Prison, douse her with crystal meth, and take her on a hell ride. Crime spree through the Catskills. Who knows what my cousins think, but I'm thinking that they've totally lost it somehow, product of government and media created paranoia. That's true, they try to intimidate the relatives of prisoners. And if my mom were down with the program, then the only enemy would be the government itself. Hence my trial and the outcome. It is hopeless, though. They don't know and never will because they don't want to know. They're not just liberals. They're intentionally ignorant. I had to sign up for sick call twice in an attempt to get a new pair of glasses. It's been 6 years. Wow. But we have the privatization here, a Republican Party idea, in with which they having corporations bid to be medical providers at the set annual fee. I wonder if this is going to change once they get rid of the private prisons. Are they still going to keep these contracts going for services in the regular prisons? Be interesting to find out. I think I'll grab my congressman by the lapels and ask him. The problem is that the less medical care the provider provides, the more profit they make, obviously. And so their nurses and doctors are all trying to deny care to inmates. I think that they should all lose their professional credential. In any case, it's immoral beyond doubt. Well, so I signed up twice. Today they called me up there to look at the 1880s ERA eye chart and so on. I'm not kidding. Just so I might be stupid enough to say I can read line 3 or whatever. I can somewhat, but it's blurry and I need glasses. This wasn't a debate. 6 years, man. That's terrible. So the two nurses decided that I should get a referral, but it has to go before their board first. Then they agree, then they will see an eye doctor in maybe 3 months. Remember, I'm not making this up. It's like institutional Jewishness. I received a letter from the parole commission. It took 20 days to get to me because it was sent via institutional mail, because the commission is too cheap to use postage stamps. And it wasn't good news. My administrative appeal has been denied. So it's on to the courts. And if you recall, in a prior letter, I mentioned a hearing that was recording available only on CD, which cannot be received by inmates. Well, I'm having the transcribed right this minute, and it took an act of more luck to get it done. Next time I write, I will let you know what was said by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, an agency that did not investigate my case, though it'll be interesting since so highly unusual. Massacre in Orlando. Angry Arab. Okay, nothing new, right? But I look at it like this. This entire area of Islamo-terrorism started in the 60s, lockstep with the emergence of Israel as a nation. The USA is seen as the motive force in that. So who do they think runs American policy? Hispanic queers? Really, that makes no sense. What happened in Orlando was not Islamic terrorism. It was the personal expression of a deranged, self-hating person who also happened to be a Muslim, period. But you wait to see the government or the media admit it, because terrorism sells, the paranoia they want to create. Oh, by the way, it turns out my mom is fine, right where she needs to be, and she knows it. Well, gotta go. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping the faith. Always your friend in the struggle. Okay, that's a rather long letter, but it gives you a little glimpse of what good white men that are in prison are putting up with, while most people never even think about them. I don't think any right-wing leaders think about them. I know people with smaller groups that think about the prisoners quite a bit and visit them too, like I have and my son. But most of these big right-wing conservatives wouldn't go near a prison to visit a prisoner or give him any money or send him anything. That's why I have no use for them at all. They never were of any value to us. They just talk and boast and do the wrong thing. Here's a letter from one of the old Bob Miles supporters back in the day when he had the farm up in Michigan. Tom, thanks for the stuff and letter and information. Bob Miles had his farm in Choctaw outside of Howell, Michigan. Yeah, I know there. I've been there twice. Been there a dozen times from 83 to 88. I'll ask if someone knows where he's buried, and it's a shame we do not know the exact location of the burial of Bob Miles, one of the great guys in this struggle. I saved boxes of books, magazines, booklets, cards, stickers, and so on. That trailer was packed full, man. I've been selling a few things here and there. It's a shame that the mainstream goyim throw out the classic racial stuff from the resistance person when they die. Thanks for the POW information. I'll start on friend's computer soon. I'm overdue. Tom, what got me into the cause was how the farmers were getting screwed by the banks. You're wrong about me being a right-winger. As I read every war insurgent paper from 85 to 2007, third position, white worker power to the max. Your articles on the labor struggle were the first thing I read in war. After 34 years of being active in various groups and seeing much idiocy, failure, and so on, I'm open to new tactics. Our crew locally is centered around blah, blah, blah. I was in the National Alliance for years until it imploded. Working with the NSM have given me a new lease on life. Yeah, let's see here. I did not do anything for years, activism-wise, until a year ago. Thank you, local NS folks. I'm stoked. I'm enclosing Carl Henn's flyers on economics, politics, and so on, and I also do not agree with your opinion on Carl being right-wing conservative. Well, in my school of thought, poor old Carl is, but that's his business. Now, I'll always value your assessment on things and so on, but the RNPA is a lot more on top of things than what meets the eye. I'm serious, Tom. Well, it depends on how you look at it, or from what concept you look at it. Are we still in some kind of right-wing conservative talk struggle, or are we lone wolves and know what's going to have to be done in this country if we're ever to survive? I mean, you know, you can talk the old way that we used to talk, or you can get into a new way of thinking. At least think about it. I'm not saying necessarily go out and do any particular thing, but at least train yourself to think about it. Anyhow, check out his website, and if it's close to his flyers for quality, hey, right on. Well, I like Carl Hand. I'd known him for a long, long time. But he tends to still be in the right-wing conservative mode. Let's see here. It's 10 p.m. past my bedtime, so I'll be winding this up. Tom, it's great to communicate with you, brother. Next time I'll be heightened. Personally, I'd send smoke signals. Just kidding. Oh, he's going to get himself a computer. How many activists after 34 years are now super motivated more than ever? Whatever I'm doing must be the ticket. You yourself said once to enjoy the struggle, in so many words. Well, I got way out somewhere for a while. Oh yeah, I'm a grandpa now, so it's even more commitment. Hey, I hope John and your daughters are doing well. Great family. Take care and stay strong. Okay. And here's a note from the East Coast from one of our comrades. Okay, greetings from New Germany. The summer has been a quiet one. Are we burned out yet from the 2016 presidential election? I was 3 weeks ago. It's all a bunch of horse shit. The suburbs of Trenton continue to see a spike in crime as they knock down buildings in the city. It forces the niggers and other mud people to seek housing in the suburbs, mainly Hamilton, New Jersey, a town that brags that they are one of the safest places to live in New Germany. Yeah, right. Hamilton surrounded a black mud ghetto, so it was only a matter of time. Folks in Hamilton pay over $600 a month just in property taxes alone, schools in Hamilton were found to have water fountains tainted with toxic lead. All of them had it. White suburbs are full of nigger-loving whites in the inner city. However, whites are racially aware. Good to hear your voice, and thanks for your energy and your beautiful mind, with high admiration. Okay, and thank you too. And here's one more from a prison down in West Virginia, one of our old comrades. I hope all is going good for you and Mary. It's still quite hot down over here in West Virginia. Thank you for your thoughtful sympathy card for my father. I'll keep it, and Sean McGuire's also, in my photo album until I pass away. My father had an Irishman's charmed life with no major health issues, and always had a job he enjoyed, and always had enough land for his horses and a big vegetable garden. He had a loving, dedicated, registered nurse wife for 69 years. Also, I have been in the hole for 9 days for something I said in a letter to someone that the Bureau of Prisons National Office Counterterrorism Unit did not like. However, just an hour ago, my DHO, Disciplinary Hearing Officer, expunged the charge of threatening the health to the injure someone or the act of terrorism, I recall, against someone. So I am cleared and will be back in general population in a day or so. After 7 years down, all my communications are being closely monitored and evaluated by the powers that be. So I must be more discreet in my communications. Well, I know one problem that this man has. He still hangs into the right wing quite a bit, and he's always writing them, and they're sending him literature. And most of that literature can get him into trouble. I have not listened or watched any TV news on the wildebeest versus Donald WWF wrestling match lately. But I heard that the Donald took a trip to Mexico to see their presidente. I wonder how that went. Say in 6 months or so, I may be able to get back to Chicago Central Illinois area. I may have told you this before. My brother visited me on August 14th. I'm going to try to work with the Innocence Project of West Virginia University out of Morgantown, West Virginia. Professor Valina Beatty is the director. They use DNA evidence to free prisoners who have been unjustly convicted of crimes they didn't commit. I'm also going to write my trial judge, David Campbell, to see if I can amend my sentence, as I'm a 66-year-old serious diabetic, and according to the couple of health magazines I have read, the average lifespan of a white male diabetic is 74 to 75 years. So I have maybe 8 or 9 years to live. I've had a great life so far, and I've been a loyal, effective soldier for most of my run. Thank you for being a great friend and comrade all these many years. As far as our white race is concerned in America, the future looks grim. Our race has lost the will to fight and even to reproduce. Reader's Digest recently mentioned a poll that announced that 34% of white males in America at 28 years of age were single and still living with dear old mom and dad. They're probably living in a basement bedroom playing video games all day and watching porno videos on their computers and making love to their blow-up sex dolls they purchased online porno websites, which I've heard there are thousands of them. Well, as I said yesterday, Japan, the biggest sport now, is porno. The Japanese people are not producing more kids, not enough kids, and they're not even dating that much and don't really care about sex. So they're watching 8 hours a day on porno. Also, about 40% of all adult whites are addicted to prescription or illegal opiates, heroin, cocaine, and meth. Could our white race be beyond the point of no return in USA, Canada, and Europe? It's very close. Oh, well. Worse is better, Tom. Sometimes enough misery will cause some to fight back. Well, I happen to have it on good notice of some of these right-wing conservatives that hundreds of lone wolves and white devils are driving 80 miles an hour to get to Charlotte, North Carolina. Or is it South Carolina? They want to get into the street festivals down there. Yeah. Isn't it sad, you know, if you had a bunch of whites, we had 100 or 200 whites, and we'd rioted and threw rocks and broke out windows in stores and did all that and burned cop cars and everything, how do you think they would handle us, the cops and National Guard? How do you think they would handle us? They'd shoot our asses down in the street so quick it wouldn't be funny. They got this negrophilia. I call it negrophilia. The white race is all consumed with negrophilia. It's unbelievable. They're either afraid of niggers or they love niggers or, you know, the TV is turning into nothing but niggerland. And nobody bitches. Nobody complains. I got a sign I'm going to put up. How are you enjoying your colored TV? That's not color TV. That's colored TV. It's unbelievable, this thing. And they could buy the fact that, not the fact, buy the bullshit that the races are equal, that the black and white race are equal. God, it took billions of dollars to get people thinking that way. And I can't still get it through my head. It sets my hair on fire thinking about it, even if I had some hair, that why people could do that, how they get their mentality in that situation. Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the military is one of the biggest race-mixing outfits around. Churches, next to one of the biggest race-mixing things going. And they bring all these preachers in to discuss the riot. I was listening to one today on the radio driving down the road, and some nigger preacher who has, as far as I'm concerned, has no credentials at all. All of his credentials are bullshit, and he's there 15 minutes on national radio giving his opinion and what he thinks has to be done and everything else. These guys should be taken out and hunger. It's unbelievable. So anyhow, I have more respect for a common ditch digger. A lot more respect for a common ditch digger, if there's any of those people still around, than preachers. I despise them because they come across as being leaders of the community and they don't know shit about anything. Now, they may have gone to college, they may have learned science and things like that. That's fine. I could talk to them about that. But when they talk about all the bullshit that never happened and it's all nonsense, I just want to punch them in the mouth. But I don't. I feel sympathy for mentally screwed up people. These preachers that are leading all the white people in the wrong path. Well, anyhow, also there's professional sports. That's another big way they've done it. And, of course, the schools. So I don't think white people have had a chance. I mean, they've been deluded with this stuff and attacked with this stuff from all sides. But why didn't they do it to you? Why didn't they do it to me? I didn't fall for this shit, and you didn't fall for this shit. How come we're different? We have some kind of immunity, I guess. I guess it is. And I'm sure as hell glad I've got it. You know, what's really bad is you don't have really free speech, because they attack what you think. They spend 24 hours a day attacking your ideology without you being able to rebut their argument. That's what's really bad. They don't attack. I would welcome them to attack me personally, like they do a few right-wingers that they have under control. But they will not attack me personally, because if they did, that'd give me a platform to speak from. But they spend 24 hours a day attacking your ideology and your belief system, which is a coward's way to fight, but of course they're winning, so I guess that's the way to do it. Terrible Tom, greetings from the Zog Dungeon in Missouri. I'm proudly in prison for a racially motivated case. I am educated and upper middle class, so a life of crime was not my motivation. My letter is about the almost unheard-of practice of prisons sanctioning Negro Islamic groups, i.e. Al-Islam, Moor Science Temple, and the Nation of Islam. At least one of those, and NOI, is on the domestic terrorist watch list. In our ongoing struggle against Islamic terrorism, you would think that the state would not allow these groups to radicalize and recruit young savages. Not only do they allow them to run these places, prisons, they have no problem informing about whites in exchange for the guards turning a blind eye to their illicit affairs. Now, I know these subhumans are not a true threat and are just a tool, that I find this mind-blowing. Prison is all but a trap for young whites who don't pay, or worse. Trust me, I turned 15 into 20 fast back in 2000. I get out in 2 years, and I've only had time to think of my ideology has only strengthened me. I am no role model. I'm something far more necessary. I'm a firm believer that the role model mode has not and will not work in this second dark age. Revolutions are not created through political means. We are so ensnared in the United States of Israel's talons, it at times seems futile, but I know others will struggle as I have, and must literally, our survival is at stake. I write the facts of the Jewish problem to anyone, black, Mexican, or white. I've explained to the whole wings subjects as the creation of Christianity to clutch the banking system, the World Bank, IMF, United Nations, hippie culture brought to you by your esteemed professors, the creation of gangster rap via Jewish record producers, Rick Rubin, Liar Cohen, the march to homosexuality through the media, and the white mainstream music. I figure, why not? I've literally taught 50-plus Negroes the really reality of who plays them for chess. George Lincoln Rockwell was a true visionary. To read White Power and to see how it all come about is disturbing. Also, Joseph Paul Franklin was executed here in Missouri, sadly. I spent a year next to him in solitary in 2009. Regards less of what the media says, he held strong in his beliefs till the end. I respect your lifelong devotion. It is a true accomplishment itself, and I will never join or claim a supposed white power or pride organization. I wish them all the best, but for me, this wolf prowls alone, spreading the message to all who will hear him. Well, that's a good letter from a young man who knows the score. Well, it's sort of nature. Most people want to be part of something physically. They want to join groups and organizations, when in fact, most of the time, they can get far more done as individuals. If you go into any group, if you got 20 people in the group, only a few of them, maybe five or so, will be doing all the work. So why have the others in there at all? They're just there to give donations. These right-wing racial guys, they have these get-togethers once a year. It's simply to get their mailing list jacked up so they can get more donations. Otherwise, they wouldn't need to have a meeting at all. Just communicate by computer and so forth like that. But doing that doesn't get you much money. I know it doesn't give me much money, but it gets me enough to do what I do. So anyhow, most people are like that. They got to have buddies. You know, even when they go to the baseball games or the football game, they got to have a buddy or a group. That's the way they are, and unfortunately, it's hard. Once a person is raised in that vein, it's hard to break them loose into a real successful lone wolf. Only a certain amount of people are capable of operating lone wolf, and it's too bad because we need more. Many of them admit to me that now they agree with lone wolf, but after the fact, after they've joined some ya-ya group and got in trouble and are in prison, now they understand why it's best to travel by yourself as a lone wolf. But it's too late. They're already in prison. And when they get out of prison, it's almost too late because it's difficult to avoid the problems of a record on the street. You know, you're always going to be looked at and targeted. Most of the people I talk to that are in prison or they write me letters are just there because they have not followed the lone wolf life. And they'll all admit that something happened in the group they were dealing with, that they're the victim of a snitch or a victim of some other kind of problem that got them into prison. Whereas if they'd operated on their own, they even though they did a criminal act, they probably would have got away with it with minimal security. If they're going to throw you in a slammer, they got to have evidence and proof, and they have to have people to testify against you. And if you're in one of these right-wing groups, I've seen it happen over and over, they can't wait to testify against you. They're hell-raising white warriors up until that time. When they get caught, most of them turn, and they'll turn on whoever they can turn on to get an easy sentence. But by then, it's too late. It's too late for you. Same way with I Have Nothing to Say. It's too late if you talk for a half an hour with a cop or an FBI or whoever it may be. It's too late. You don't talk at all. You go mute. Like one cop told one guy I know, they said, are you Lone Wolf? He said, I have nothing to say. He said, the cop says, you must be one of Metzger's guys. I was proud of that. Well, this is sort of a cool article about the Russian warships in Syria's coastal waters targeted and destroyed a foreign military operations room in Dar Izzah region in the western part of Aleppo near the Saman Mountains, killing over a dozen Israeli and Western intelligence officers. Several U.S., Turkish, Saudi Arabian, Qatar, and British officers were also killed along with the Israeli officers. The foreign officers who were killed in the Aleppo operations room were directing terrorist attacks in Aleppo and Adbid. Get that again. The foreign officers who were killed in the Aleppo operations room were directing the terrorist attacks in the Aleppo and Adbid. The Russian warships fired 3-caliber missiles at the foreign officers' coordination operations room in Dar Izzah region in the western part of Aleppo near the Saman Mountains, killing 30 Israelis and Western officers. There you go. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I tend to think it's a good thing, but I don't know every bit of the facts. Well, that's about it for today, boys and girls. I'll be back tomorrow on Thursday, and we'll do it again. And if you want to comment on any of these letters I read today and yesterday, well, I'm here. P.O. Box 401, Warsaw, Indiana, 46581. Well, I see Daesh, or ISIS, executed 6 youths recently in Iraq's Mosul area by welding tools. One other was beheaded. There you go. That's tough love there, baby. It's what religion does to people. If you don't go by my religion, I'm going to cut your head off. Believe me, Christians did it in the past too, so don't get high and mighty, Christians, about this is only a radical Islamic. The radical Christians have done it down through history just as bad or worse.
Huh?
Somebody asked about Clarence Thomas over here.
Who asked about Clarence Thomas? Oh, Clarence Thomas was the nigga. He got a nigga's dream in America. He had a big dick, a white woman, and a lifetime job. He got the nigga's American dream, okay?